This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and guess what we talk about here? That's right. Say it with me. Fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. That's correct. And Brian is already in there. You know, he's going to get ready to sing the theme song. Oh, wait, we have no theme song. But anyway, we're here. We're ready to roll, and we're taking your phone calls. You're going hunting today? Are you going out and do a little bow hunting today? Maybe do some scouting, put some tree stands up, go take a look around in the woods and see where you're going for next Saturday for the youth deer season that's coming up. Some counties have 1 day, some counties have 2 days, but it's a statewide junior deer hunt days, November 14th, on public and private land in all counties. And on private land in Anne Arundel on November 15th, which would be Sunday, in Anne Arundel, Calvert, Caroline, Carroll, Cecil, Charles, Dorchester, Frederick, Harford, Kent, Montgomery, Queen Anne, St. Mary, Somerset, Talbot, Wicomico, and Worcester counties. Yes, indeed, all those counties. How many is that? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 out of the 23 counties have a junior hunt day on next Sunday, November 15th. 17 out of 23. Six do not. Let's see. What would those six be? Well, Prince George's, Baltimore, and Howard would be three of those counties. Three of the most populated counties in the state. Baltimore County has the number one sales of hunting licenses, but no Sunday hunting in Baltimore County. And then there's Howard County, which is rife with agricultural land and private property and abundant deer. And Prince George's County that has some pretty spectacular deer as far as the sizes of the deer there. Those three counties have no Sunday hunting. What would the other three counties be? Let's see. We've got Anne Arundel, we got Calvert, we got Caroline, we got Carroll, Cecil, Charles, Dorchester, Frederick, Harford, Kent, Montgomery, Queen Anne, St. Mary, Somerset, Talbot, Wicomico, and Worcester. What are the other three counties? I can't figure it out. Regardless, next Saturday, and in some places Sunday, is the youth deer hunting season. Youths 16 years of age or younger who possess a valid hunting license may use firearms to hunt whitetail and seek a deer on these days. Now, junior deer hunters must be accompanied by an adult at least 21 years old who holds a valid Maryland hunting license or is exempt from Maryland license requirements. In other words, you know, people who in the agriculture community hunt on their own property. And adults may not possess a hunting device while accompanying a junior hunter. What that means is you can't be in the tree stand with your in the ladder stand with a bow while your junior hunter's there with a firearm. If you're with a junior hunter, you are prohibited from carrying a hunting implement. Now, the bag limits for the junior hunting day is one antlered or antlerless deer, white-tailed deer in Region A, which is a portion of Washington and of county, Allegheny and Garrett counties, and then three white-tailed deer in Region B, no more than one antlered, and one antlered or antlerless sika deer. Deer taken by youth hunters during the junior deer hunting days do not count toward the regular bow, muzzleloader, or firearm season bag limits. Now, adult hunters may participate in other open seasons during junior hunt day if they are not acting as a mentor for the junior hunter. You got it? So if you don't have a junior hunter and you want to go hunting next Saturday with your bow, you're welcome to do so. But if you're accompanying a youngster in the field, do what I do. Leave your weapons or leave your implements at home. Leave your equipment at home and concentrate on watching for deer for the youth hunter. There is no greater experience. I talked to a grandfather last night. He and his grandson, who's 11, were sitting together on stand. Deer came in. The junior hunter had a crossbow during the season. This just happened yesterday or the day before. The junior hunter had a crossbow. And his grandfather said, "There's your shot." And he said, whatever he called him, Pop-Pop or whatever, he said, I don't think I can do that. And he said, okay, that's cool. Put your crossbow down. Take a little break. Let's just watch the deer. So they did. So Pop-Pop said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to shoot one of those deer. Grandson said, okay. Pop-Pop shot the deer. They watched the deer. They watched the deer fall. They recovered the deer. Junior said, Pop-Pop, I think I can take a deer now. I think I can shoot a deer now. Pop-Pop said, that's okay. You go home and, you know, whatever you think about it, whatever you want to do, whatever you decide is fine with me. You've been out here. You've had the experience. You made the decision. You do what you want to do. And that's the way you handle it. And that is perfect. Been there, done that. When Jacob was 10, we were in a deer stand. I wanted to see his reaction, and I prayed that God would send a deer, because Jacob didn't have a license, and I said, look, I'd like to take a deer so that I could see Jacob's reaction. I want to see what he does in this whole experience before we ever get to take him actually hunting. Deer came by, and it was kind of funny because it was we call it the cherry pie deer. I had one of those little I don't know who makes it, one of those little cherry pies in the tin, you know, little oblong thing, and I just broke that out, and I don't know if Jake had one or not. I think he did. And I was sitting there with the cherry pie on the edge of the tree stand and all over my fingers, and 1:30 in the afternoon, never expecting to see anything, and here comes a deer, a little four-point buck. Nice deer. And I said, Jacob, there's a deer. Where? Right there. I said, I'm going to shoot it, okay? Keep your eye on it. He goes, okay. So I shot. Deer turned around and went about 20 yards and dropped. Jacob said, I saw where it fell down behind a log. I said, okay. So we got down. And Jake looked at me and he said, now what? I said, now the work starts. Hold that leg. And while we were field dressing the deer, Jacob looked around and he said, Paul, can't you get anybody else to do this for you? Well, field dressing deer is not exactly a, you know, it's not something you want to do every day. Well, I mean, it all depends. But I said, you mean Jacob like the butcher? And I very dramatically looked around, of course, and I said, do you see anybody? He said, no. I said, I guess it's up to us. Oh, okay. I said, did you mean like somebody like the butcher, if you take it to a butcher shop or something like that? He goes, yeah. I said, no. I said, we got to do that here. We got to get this deer opened up, get these organs out. We've got to take that, you know, get that carcass cooled down so that, you know, the meat stays good, because you don't want that all that heat in the body cavity, because we're trying to cool this deer down. And, you know, I explained the whole thing to him. Oh, he got the deer in the truck. Jacob told his grandmother, not Kathy, but his paternal grandmother, what had happened. And she became excited and said, Jacob, you mean you gutted a deer? Yes, Mom, we did. How did that affect you? What do you mean? He said, didn't that bother you? No. Jacob, are you sure that didn't bother you? How did you react to that? And, you know, of course, trying to get a reaction from Jacob, who's 10 and doesn't react dramatically. And after a while, he finally said, Mama, I watch CSI all the time. Cutting that deer didn't bother me. And I thought it was a great answer, and I'll tell that story as often, and maybe I've told it here before. But that was the experience, first experience that Jacob had. Now, he'd been with me in the stand before, but that was the first experience, and Jacob had no hesitation taking the deer. First opportunity he had, first day in the deer season, 7:30 in the morning. First day in the deer stand when he was 12 years old. Took a nice buck, a real nice six-point buck. One shot. Done. So anyway, take your kids and your grandkids out in the woods. Even if you don't take a firearm with them, take that Saturday, take that Sunday if it's legal. Go out and sit in the woods with them. If they have a hunting license, that would be great. If they don't, get them out there. Show them what's what. Teach them about rubs and scrapes and deer trails and scent, and teach them some biology about what's going on in the deer woods now and why the bucks are following the does and how the does are being bred by the bucks and how long that takes, you know, till the fawns are born. And just educate those kids. Educate them in the outdoors. And if you don't see any deer, find something else to look at. Teach them what a beech tree is. Show them what an acorn looks like. Tell them the difference between a pin oak and a black oak and a white oak and a red oak, and show them the acorns. Point out different birds. Show them what deer eat. Talk to them about deer trails. Show them the places that the deer go in and out of the fields, from the agriculture fields into the bedding areas. Teach them a little woodsmanship. Do something. The Maryland Fishing Challenge, switching gears, is a year-round free tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for everyone who fishes recreationally in Maryland. Eligible fish include all the game fish in Maryland, from the Atlantic Ocean to Chesapeake Bay and all the tidal rivers, all the way west to the mountain streams and rivers and Deep Creek Lake, including more than 67 species, almost 70 species. There are five categories. There's the freshwater, there's the Chesapeake Bay and tidal, there's the Atlantic coast, there's the catch and release, and there's invasive species. Now there's also a youth division, and that's connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, you get at your local angler award dealer, your local tackle shop, or wherever you might get your license, you get a certificate and you get an invitation to the grand finale in September next year, 2016, and you could win some great prizes. This year we gave away a boat and a lot of Costa gear and a lot of tackle, and folks from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center pledged their support, gave away almost $25,000 in cash. The fish are biting. Look at this weather. Fish are biting now all over the state, in the rivers, in the ponds, in the lakes, in the bay, in the tidal rivers, offshore. It's not the time to stay indoors. Nope, time to go fishing. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Deer hunters, the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns this season. By donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. And you can win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through any FHFH deer processor and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
There's Big John. Let's talk to Big Bill in Manchester. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Big Bad. Morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing great. What's going on?
Just heading home from work.
Oh, yeah? What'd you just send me on the text message? I didn't get it.
Young fellow that is new guide for me shot a nice buck yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Try to email that to me if you would. That would be great.
All right.
I did some stuff on my phone, and I think I messed that ability to receive graphics and pictures up from my text messages. But we'll try to figure it out.
Yeah, it was a little slideshow. I had three pictures, like a little slideshow through the iPhone.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Bucks are starting to run a little bit.
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm seeing. Yeah, there's some nice bucks being taken and a lot of bucks chasing. I was on a management hunt last Wednesday, and a guy and a gal, and I don't know what the relationship was, were hunting, and she was in the stand below him. And some deer came by. He said apparently there was more than what he saw, and he took a doe. And when he shot the two shooter bucks, two bucks that would qualify in the Howard County program, which means they were 15 inches wide or wider, and 3.5 years old, went trotting by this young lady, and she wasn't buck qualified. She hadn't taken her doe yet, so she was she got to watch the show, but not be a part of it. So it was kind of funny. So they're moving and grooving. There's no question. So
I think they're grooving. I don't think the big boys are moving just yet.
It's the little guys are pushing the deer around. That's for sure.
Because the one he shot wasn't chasing. But right after he shot it, there was a smaller one that was chasing the doe.
Right.
So I think this coming week, towards the end of the week, ought to be interesting for the
youth day.
Yeah, for the youth getting out there.
No doubt.
It'd be quite interesting.
I'm hoping you're right. So.
Yeah.
Very good, my friend. Well, try to email that picture to me, and we'll get her in the book. So.
Okay, buddy, and the ducks are looking good. That spot I took you to, there's quite a few in there.
Well, good. Let's go.
Well, that opens Saturday, so I'll give you a call. Maybe we can get out during the week.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Alan.
Thanks, Bill. You take care, buddy.
All right, buddy.
See you. See you now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There goes Bill. All right. Yeah, hunted ducks with Bill earlier this year and took a nice wood duck. And, let's see. What do we want to do here? We got a caller the next hour. So if you're just joining us, we would ask you to consider the fact that we have a guest the next hour. It will be John Mulliken, who's going to talk about the Potomac River and some bass, in particular bass fishing up there. John's been a great guest. We talk about walleye and muskie, but we're going to talk about bass fishing the next hour. And had a little back and forth this weekend with the new media guy for the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. I kept anticipating the press release for the bear season. You know, I didn't have the information for you last week, even though the season ended on Thursday, and I know the information was submitted. And I was waiting and waiting and waiting for the press release to come out. All day Friday, nothing. All day Saturday, nothing. Finally, Saturday evening, I sent the media guy a message and said, I'm disappointed that the press release didn't come out. And he said, well, we didn't get the information until Friday. And I went back and looked last year, and guess what? The press release for the bear season results came out the Friday after the bear season, and we reported it here on the radio show. So he said it'll probably come out Monday. I said, well, you know, I missed my deadline. I went to the printers on Sunday for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, so that information wasn't in there and wouldn't be in there till spring if I decided to use it at all. At that point, it's old news. Well, as I said, we didn't get the information until Friday. Yeah, okay, that's fine. Just I'll let my listeners know that you didn't get it turned around in time. And I look back at things like the Maryland Fishing Challenge, and you know when that was over, and I was leaving the Sandy Point State Park. I got a message on my phone, and it was the press release within an hour of the event being over. So anyway, Sunday I'm online. I'm working, and here comes an email from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. It's a hunting and shooting sports newsletter. And it talks about the archery season opening, and it talks about the turkey season in Western Maryland opening. This is Sunday morning. Season opened the day before. You know, deer and bears are moving, and, you know, a lot of different things on there. And I'm thinking, well, you know, there's the bear report. Nope, no bear report. Just a bunch of old news releases that they compiled, put together as a hunting and shooting sports newsletter. So finally, Monday, the press release comes out, and I don't get it. I don't know that anybody got it. I don't know where it went to. But it was on the DNR site, but certainly wasn't sent to me, and I'm signed up for all the news releases. But the media guy sends me this. Sends me this acronym message, ICYMI, and sent me the link to the bear report. So apparently it's up there. I say, ICYMI, acronym. I know what this stands for. It looks familiar, but let me just check on it. Yeah. That was the message, in case you missed it. Thank you very much. So, there we go. Y'all can look online and get that information if you'd like. Found it pretty funny that the day that the violators were caught, the press release came out from the Natural Resources Police that there were guys caught for, you know, baiting and various violations in Garrett and Allegheny County, and you know, but we couldn't get the bear report out in time for the show last week, or in time for my deadline for the Maryland Hunting quarterly. But that's okay. 3 days later is better than not at all, I guess. Just saying. We're giving a muzzleloader away this month, another one. And I don't know if John Lamp's got his or not, but he's getting an Optima V2 stainless steel barrel black stock. You want to go to CVA.com and look that up. That is a dandy, dandy muzzleloader. That is a Optima V2 in stainless steel and black. That's what we're giving away. Giving away one every month, October, November, December, for 3 months. And John Lamp won his last week, and it's already been shipped. So we've been in communication with the fine folks at BPI, which is CVA. Go to CVA.com and see what you could possibly win. And how you win, you got to call the show. And you got 30 minutes to call the show, the next 30 minutes to call at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. If you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area, you call, give your name and number to our producer, Brian Farlow, and then you go on the air and say hi. That's part of the deal. Just go in here and say, hello, my name's Bob from, you know, Berlin or wherever you're from, and say, just wanted to win the muzzleloader. So you can do that, or you can have a comment. You can talk about anything we talked about here, whatever you'd like to do. So the lines are open. They've been open. So here's the Allegheny County, Maryland Natural Resource Police Officer Scott Shayon James Dawson. He's 19 from Flintstone, and Gene Robert March Jr., 39 of Ridgely, after they shot an 8-point buck with the aid of a spotlight on October 30th. And the officer got a call for assistance. He found the buck on private property. In Flintstone, the officer was at the scene when a vehicle stopped briefly to let out two passengers. The officer intercepted the two men as they ran to the deer carcass with flashlights, and both men admitted they shot the deer, and neither man had a hunting license. Dawson was charged with hunting from a vehicle, hunting with the assistance of an artificial light, jack lighting, and hunting deer at night. March was charged with having a loaded weapon in a vehicle, jack lighting, and hunting at night. Additional charges are pending. Both men must appear in Allegheny District Court on December 3rd. The maximum penalty for those charges is $5,000 for each man. Let's talk to Gene, then we'll go back to this. Good morning, Gene. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Not working much. Just working.
Yeah? Just want to get
right now.
Just wanted to get in the contest?
Yeah, I didn't know if you were going to have to sit on here to talk at all. I just thought I was entering the contest.
Oh, no, that's part of the deal. Hey, look. Hey, Gene. Yeah. Gene. Yeah. It's not costing you anything. You call, give your PHIN number. You go in the air and say hi. Big deal. Right?
All right.
So you're in.
Sir?
You're in.
Oh, thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving when it gets here.
Oh, there you go. That's good. Thank you, Gene.
All right, buddy. You take care, man. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. So, Maryland Natural Resources police officers charged hunters and anglers in Baltimore, Allegheny, and Talbot counties with poaching. In recent cases, a bow hunter from West Virginia was cited last Wednesday for hunting deer over bait in Dan's Mountain Wildlife Management Area in Allegheny County. Sean Andrew Swanger, 29, Kaiser, was questioned by an officer on patrol. Acknowledged he had two tree stands on the property, public property, not allowed. The officer noticed a salt block and a pile of corn near the stands, which Schwanger acknowledged placing on the site. He received citations for hunting over bait, placing permanent tree stands on state land. He's scheduled to appear in Allegheny County District Court on December 22nd. The maximum penalty for the two violations is $750. Baltimore County officers charged a Pennsylvania man with multiple counts of illegal hunting on October 31st. Acting on a tip, officers encountered Robert Ziegler, 43, of Dallastown, Pennsylvania, at 11 a.m. near Bird River Road in Middle River. Ziegler had shot a 3-point buck with a muzzleloader. That was on October 31st. Wasn't buck season for muzzleloader at that time. So Ziegler received citations for failing to have a Maryland hunting license, failing to have a muzzleloader stamp, hunting out of season. He also received warnings for hunting without written permission and failing to field tag the deer. The deer was seized and donated to a charity food program. Court date has not been set. Maximum penalty for the three charges, $1,100. Talbot County, officers charged a man on Wednesday with two counts of illegal fishing, acting on a tip. Officers went to location in the 600 block of Dover Road in Easton, observed large coolers and several people nearby. The coolers contained 58 striped bass, four of which were smaller than the 20-inch minimum. Now, that's pretty good. You got 58 striped bass, and only four of them are smaller than the 20-inch minimum. James Edward Ford, Sr., Centerville, told officers fish belonged to him. Ford was charged with exceeding the daily limit of striped bass, possession of undersized striped bass. He's scheduled to appear in Talbot County District Court December 17th. Maximum penalty for the two violations is $3,000. We have a little theme song for these folks who violate the law. That's right.
Just a good old boy.
Just good old boys.
Never meaning no harm.
Really? 58 fish? Limits 2?
Beats all you never saw. Sure. Been in trouble with the law since
over the limit.
Was born. Straightening the curves.
Jack lighting. That's always a fun
the
sport.
Hills.
Trying to light the defenseless deer's eyes and shoot
them. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law
very
never
sporty.
Will. Making their way. The only way they know how.
Hey, put up a tree stand and bait in a public hunting area.
That's just a little bit.
That's the way to get an advantage there, brother. Chuck in Hampstead, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Another day in paradise, man.
Well, my friend got a nice surprise last week when you called him.
Your friend? Oh, what's his name, Ed?
No, Bob.
Bob. Yeah, Bob. I'm sorry. Yeah, Bob won the Maryland Hunting Coalition Deer Hunter Raffle. He won first prize, and he selected the 25-06 camo with a 3-9 scope on it. He's going to have a nice rifle there. That's for sure.
Right. It's like I come in from hunting his property, and he comes over, and he's. He's tickled it that he won. He just, you know, some guy just called me. No, he's not that, but
yeah.
We had a nice conversation about it, and like I messaged you, I was tickled to for him to win it, and that it didn't matter that I didn't take a deer.
Exactly. Yeah, that made your day too.
Yep. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a good. He seemed like a nice fella. So
he's a great guy. He lets me hunt all the time on his property, and if he's there, he helps recover the deer.
Nice.
So, you know, it's. He's been a real good friend over the years.
Good for you.
I hunted the property before I had my stroke, so.
Aha! Well, that's good. Yeah, seems like a nice fellow, like I said,
yeah.
From Emmitsburg.
Yep, in Emmitsburg. Yep,
yep. And the second place winner was from Pasadena, I believe, and he selected the slug gun, so.
Okay.
It's all good.
It's all good.
All good. Anything else going on, brother?
Nope, nothing going on.
You seen a deer start to move yet?
I didn't go out all week. It was too hot. I wasn't going to go out and waste my time.
You know what? I don't like hunting in this hot weather. I did take a doe on a management hunt in Howard County on Wednesday. And they had something kind of unusual happen. A fellow took a 7-point buck, legal shooter buck that was 16 and a half inches wide. Nice buck. Full velvet.
Velvet?
Full velvet.
Wow.
No testicles.
Oh.
And that'll do it.
Yep.
That'll do it. So.
I'm planning on going out tomorrow evening, so.
There you go. Well, good luck to you.
We'll see.
Yep. Good luck.
All right.
All right, Chuck. Thanks for the call. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye. There goes Chuck. Jason, Glen Burnie. How are you, Jason?
Good. How are you, Alan?
I'm good. What's going on?
I just wanted to get in the contest. So I just want to tell you I love your show. I listen to you every Saturday on my way to work.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thank
no
you
problem.
Very much. And you're in the contest, Jason.
Thank you very much. Son.
All right. You have a good one. See ya.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Clyde Sports Shop. The new Maryland Hunting Quarterly is available at Clyde Sports Shop, and we had a spot available on the inside back cover, and the ad turned out extremely attractive. All those beautiful guns showed up perfect on the glossy paper, and including the AB3, the A-Bolt 3, a great package, a great rifle package. Apparently, they're selling pretty well. I don't know if we've had anything to do with that, but it's a firearm. It's a rifle. It's a black synthetic rifle with blued barrel. It's got a 3-9 Redfield scope on it. Comes in an ABS case. And you will not beat the price on this combination with any other high-powered rifle combination in the world, probably. The A-Bolt 3, 243, 270, 30-06, 300 Win Mag, 7mm Mag, and some of the 308, some of the other calibers are available. They're limited calibers, but, I mean, it's everything you need in a deer rifle. And if you're looking for one, you're ready to upgrade, maybe you just need another one. A-Bolt 3 at Clyde Sports Shop. Can't beat the price. Waterfowl season coming up. The Gold Light 10-gauge. If you like that 10-gauge, there's an auto loader available. It's gas-operated, 3.5-inch chamber. Cut composite stock, Dura-Touch armor coating, finish in Mossy Oak camo. Comes with three standard choke tubes. It's the Gold Light 10-gauge shotgun. You need to check that out. And, of course, then there's the A5, the hump. The hump is back, the most reliable, the fastest cycling, the best performing and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 rounds or a 5-year guarantee. The kinematic drive system, ergo balanced, Vector Pro length enforcing cones, 12-gauge available in camo and black synthetic models. A5, you need to check this out at Clyde Sports Shop. All the firearms are available, the BPS, the Maxis, the X-Bolt, the Satori, the Gold Light, the BT-99, the AB-3, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number is 242-6108, open 7 days a week, 242-6108, ClydeSports.com is the website. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
Hey, hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor, fill out the entry card, that's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
Hey, hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor, fill out the entry card, that's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry.
For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
On the bank of the river, stood running bare, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river, stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white dove was of her name, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other,
this is so,
so
sad.
Their love could never be. Running bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky.
How'd they ever meet, by the way?
Running bear, love little white dove, with a love that could die.
All right. I guess we'll figure that out eventually. Let's talk to Dave in Rock Hall. Morning, Dave. What's up?
Morning. How you doing?
I'm all right. What's up?
Not much. Just out here at Rock Hall, getting really good. I'll do a little bow hunting this morning.
All right. Good.
And, yeah, I see here the Waterfowl Festival coming up.
Yep.
And I like to say I'm a five-time world goose calling judge myself.
Okay.
Been judging waterfowl calling contests for the past 25 years here in three different states, Maryland, Delaware,
right,
and Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And looks like the goose population may be up. I mean, it's not really cold, and seems like we've got a lot of birds in the Rock Hall area this year so
mm-hmm.
far. So
well, good, good. Looks like a good season.
There's some deer in the woods, and hopefully you just tagged one this morning.
Did you, did you get out during the early muzzleloader season?
Yes, I did.
How did you see a lot of deer?
I've seen eight in 2 days. I hunted Thursday, Friday. I had one 8-pointer about 20 yards. I just couldn't get a clean shot at
mm-hmm.
him. And everything else, I've seen two other bucks. One spike buck must have 14 and spikes on him.
Wow. Right.
But, yeah, we're going to head out this morning, give it a try. I seen two bucks last night and one doe last night when I was heading out, but that was about it.
Yeah. Well, good luck out there.
All right. Well, same to you. I appreciate it.
Maybe we'll see you at the Waterfowl Festival.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
All right, Dave. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah. There you go. Let's talk to Joe in Kearney. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm all right. What's up?
Hey, I was just going to ask a question since you're involved in all this stuff. Does Maryland have a public relations for DNR?
Tell me what you're looking for. What do you
well,
want to know?
Let's say I did 31 years in the Air Force and retired here in Kearney,
right,
the Parkville area.
Right.
And, you know, Pleasantville Road, Glen Arm, and all those properties out there, and you go knock on doors, and no one wants to give you permission to hunt.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, I did some research, and there's a law that was passed back in the 80s that they're not responsible if you get hurt on their property.
That's true.
So I was wondering if the DNR is, like, sending people out to, like, push the farmers or whoever.
Well, there was just a wildlife meeting on Monday that I missed. I had a conflict with a doctor's appointment on Monday at the Maryland Farm Bureau that talked about dealing with wildlife. And I don't know any details about that meeting because, again, I wasn't there, but there's some information out there. But on the DNR website, there is a tremendous link there that talks about landowners working with hunters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You might want to check that out. I'll have to look for it. I don't have the link right now, but why don't you drop me an email, Joe? And that's my email address is Ellis, my last name, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay. It's Ellis at outdoors.com?
No, Ellis at Ellis Outdoors.
Oh, two Ellis's.
Yeah, okay. The name of my company is Ellis Outdoors.
All righty, got it.
Okay, so Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. ellisoutdoors.com, if you go to that website, that will show you the radio show. That'll link you to the Maryland Hunting Quarter. That'll link you to the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. It'll also link you to the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Yeah, you know what? I grew up here in Maryland.
Yeah.
And, it was easy to just knock on a door and get permission.
Yeah, not anymore.
It's a big business, it sounds like it.
Well, it can be, yeah. I mean, there are farmers on the Eastern Shore that charge immense amounts of money to lease their properties for,
You know, I don't mind a little bit, you know, and, you know, give the farmer some of the game that you take down.
Yeah, Joe, it's all different here in Maryland now. Yeah. It's all different. All right, drop me an email, and we'll get into that a little bit, okay?
Yeah, and I'm just like I'm saying, I just wish the DNR would do a little bit more.
Well, they're short-staffed and short budget. That's the long and short of it. I'm not sticking up for them. I agree with you 100%. Landowners don't know that they're not liable if they give a hunter written permission to hunt. They're not liable for anything that hunter would do. But, you know, they may have had a bad history. So there you go.
That's true. All right, man. Good show.
Thanks.
And thanks for accepting my call.
That's fine. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
There goes Joe. Let's talk to John in Catonsville. Good morning, John. How are you?
Alan, hi. How you doing? I'm a first-time caller.
Okay. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Look, this may sound crazy, but I was just wondering, do you have any hunters that just go out and just shoot the deer just to shoot them and to just leave them like
no, that's a, no, that's illegal. No, that's illegal, John.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, and I love your show. I listen to it every Saturday.
John, are you a hunter?
No, I'm an animal lover, but I still don't mind hunting. I don't mind that at all.
But you called in here to ask a leading question that said, do you have any hunters out there that go and shoot deer and just leave them lay?
Okay, well, then I'm afraid. I mean, have you come across any, like, you know, deer that have been shot and they haven't been, like, gutted or anything?
Well, I have come across that once or twice in my 40 years of hunting, and that's only because the hunter was unable to follow up on the shot. The deer got away, and you know, I stumbled on a 6-point buck when I was in my 20s back in Pennsylvania that somebody shot.
But I mean, there aren't no ignorant people that's out there just to do that, though. You know what I mean?
No, John, that's not it at all. All right, buddy, gotta go.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. There goes John. Mark had to hang up. Well, Mark, you got to call back to get in the contest. Doug in Eldersburg. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Okay, and you?
I'm good. What's up?
You play those old songs like Running Bear. I know you played, you load 16 tons and what do you get, right?
Yeah.
I'm in that line. I owe my soul to the company Stowe.
Exactly right.
I'm a modern firearms collector and I owe my soul to Clyde Sporting Goods. I listen to you most Saturdays and I hear those Clydes ads. You always got a Browning BPF. Yeah, I got one of those. And a Satori. Yeah, I got one of those. Like, you know. I've done a lot of business with those folks.
They're good people. Yep, good people. So.
Okay, well, that's all I had to say.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate the call.
Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Mark in Reisterstown. Good morning. Welcome back.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, I know time is getting short, so
yep.
I just wanted to say, one, well, I wanted to get into the contest, obviously, and two, I just wanted to say, you know, God rest his soul. My father, you know, he did the same thing you were talking about in your opening monologue, and I thought it was extremely well said and very entertaining and said in such a very eloquent manner, and I just wanted to thank you for the way that you explained how to take your kid out hunting and stuff like that.
I appreciate that. Well, thank you, Mark. You take care.
You're very welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we do have some sad news this morning. Amy from Reisterstown. You remember Amy? You remember Amy, Brian. Amy passed away. Yep, 92 years old, passed away about 10 days ago. Her husband called me a couple days ago and told me about it, and we were sorry to see Amy pass away. She was always a great listener, a great fan. I've been to her house and been to a couple of her birthday parties, and she was back in March, we sang happy birthday to her for her 92nd birthday, and she called me a couple times since and told me she wasn't doing well, but her husband, you know, let me know that she knew she was ready to go and be with her Lord. So we just want to send our condolences out to the family of Amy Stewart in Reisterstown, who passed away about 10 days ago. And, you know, those of you who've been listening for a long time will, you know Amy from her distinctive voice, and she always told me that she loved me, and she was a great lady, a great Christian lady, and she'll be missed. She'll be missed. So 67 years they were married, by the way. 67 years. So, All right, that's it. Do we have time for any more callers? Why don't we take one more call? If somebody would call in and wants to get in the muzzleloader contest, just go on the air and say hi. We can do that and be glad to talk to you and get you in the contest. 410-922-6680 is the phone number. And we'll be getting out of here shortly for the news. And then coming next is John Mulliken from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. He is the biologist for the upper Potomac River. So we've got a couple lines. Bethany's coming in to run the board in the next hour, so that'll be good to see that. And let's see what we got here on the email. Oh, there is a nice deer. Yeah, that's a nice deer. A couple nice sick of deer there, but look at that one. Dandy buck. So, all right, who do we got? We got Michael, Ellicott City. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Okay. Well, just going to be heading up to Conowingo here in a couple of minutes. We're going to go put the canoe in.
Okay.
They're not generating a lot of water this morning. They're going to cut it back, and we hope to get in some big cats up in that area.
Some big flatheads?
Well, we're not using live bait, and I understand that the flatheads only go for live bait.
What are you using?
Well, okay, forgive me. We are using shrimp.
Nothing wrong with shrimp. What's wrong with shrimp?
Well, they're a little expensive, and that way, if we don't use all our bait, we can always come back and steam it.
Well, I guess you could. You know there's a difference between store-bought shrimp and what they call bait shrimp, don't you?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The store-bought shrimp are basically steam-cleaned on the ship. And the bait shrimp are not. So the bait shrimp maintain more of their natural scent than the ones you buy in the market. The Gulf shrimp that you buy frozen or fresh. Well, they're all frozen pretty much in your market. But Bud down at Fishbones in Pasadena was explaining the difference. Now the bait shrimp are not for human consumption because they haven't been processed. On board ship, they haven't been steamed. They haven't been done pressure washed or whatever they do to them. But the bait shrimp have just been.
Okay, real quick, what about, like, at the Asian market, I can get head-on shrimp?
It's all the same. If it's for human consumption, it's been processed.
Okay, Al, thank you very much for the information.
Now you know. Do yourself a favor, though. Catch a couple bluegills and use them for bait.
Well, that's what we're going to try. But sometimes we do white perch.
Yeah.
Small ones will live line them, and otherwise we'll cut bait them.
Cut bait them? Always works. Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
All right, see you later.
Thanks, Al. Bye-bye. Hey, there's the music. We got a lot of callers on the line. We'll get to you. Carry over to the next hour, but time for me to say get out, stay safe.